A group of UConn professors say that the state's new requirements for future teachers are biased against people of color and low-income students. As Connecticut Public Radio's David DeRoche reports, the professors want the state to stop using a new test.
Starting this fall, students who go through teacher prep programs in Connecticut must pass a new test called EdTPA. The state's been piloting the test for a few years. But UConn education professor Doug Kaufman says the test is not culturally responsive and inclusive, meaning it doesn't consider a teacher's connection to students or other hard-to-quantify measures.
It doesn't take into account multiple factors, including the fact that a lot of teachers of color are going to want to work in very diverse school districts that have different challenges than schools of education may be preparing them for.
Some students reported feeling like they already have to act white to become a teacher. And the new testing procedure was yet another example of that. The EdTPA test also costs $300, making the process even more expensive, which could be a barrier for low-income students pursuing a career in teaching. Aspiring teachers already have to pay hundreds of dollars for other tests related to licensing and certification. The previous system was developed by Connecticut, which also provided funding.
You know, this is something systemic.
UConn education professor Kara Bernard.
It was just another stressful financial burden and barrier for them.
Connecticut's been facing a shortage of teachers of color for years. Some work has gone into fixing the problem, but the fact remains over 90% of teachers here are white. In written testimony to the legislature's Education Committee, Education Commissioner Diana Wenzel said that EdTPA should stay and that, quote, there absolutely must be a set of uniform professional standards across the state, end quote. The UConn professors say they'd like to see policymakers come up with a better, more inclusive system. David DeRoche, Connecticut Public Radio.